Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion.
Okay.
¿Habla usted español?
I do, yes.
Okay. Muchas gracias. Permítame un segundo. ¿En qué idioma prefiere realizar la entrevista? ¿En inglés o en español?
Como que lo mismo para mí, no importa.
Okay. Como quizás tiene que ser una opción, no sé si me podría indicar inglés, español.
Inglés.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in or partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote. Don't know.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person.
I did that.
With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail by absentee mail in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
By mail.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, some other political party?
Democrat right now.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over
56 to
65?
65.
Thank you so much. Now, let me see. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you have might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Raquel Regalado, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of.
No opinion.
We also have Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very
Very
unfavorable, no
favorable.
opinion. We also have Richard Prashnik, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Never heard.
Thank you. Now we also have Cindy Lerner. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I am going to read the list for you. Oh, 1 second. Oh, sorry. Miguel Quintero, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Danziger, Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola, Carlos
Daniela
Garín.
Levin Cava.
Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Maybe. What was it? Not definitely for sure. I mean, maybe.
Okay. We have definitely and probably. So.
Oh, probably.
Okay, thank you so much. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado in her campaign for the Miami-Dade County Commission?
Say that again?
Sorry. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado in her campaign for Miami-Dade? Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for the Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or hear, make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, or no difference.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? If what? If I read something?
Sorry, anything what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No
much
difference.
More likely. Okay, thank you. You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Okay, what is your national ancestry?
Colombia.
Cuban, Mexican. Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, always speak
both
English.
Equally.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
You too, thanks.